Hi, I'm Carol Fry, and I'm here with this week's movie review. Young Hamlet meets his father's ghost on the battlements of Elsinore Castle, and old Hamlet cries out, "If ever thou didst thy dear father love, revenge his foul and most unnatural murder." I'm sure there was some reviewer in the audience who said, "Oh no, another revenge tragedy." By Shakespeare's time, the revenge plot was well established, and is still alive and well in Hollywood. The latest incarnation of the revenge story is Taken. And if you think revenge is sweet and can handle lots of violence and a heavy dose of improbability, you probably like Taken. Our hero, Brian Mills, played by Liam Neeson, is an ex-CIA operative who retired to try and spend more time with his 18-year-old daughter, Kim. He has a heavy load of guilt for ruining his marriage and losing contact with Kim in the divorce because he was away from home for long periods. The film establishes Brian's chops as a tough guy when he saves a rock diva from an attacker when he guards her to help out some friends running a security firm. Then after his daughter goes to Paris with a girlfriend, much against Brian's wishes, she's taken by a group of Albanian thugs to be sold on the white slave market. Brian was talking to Kim when the thugs arrive, and when the leader picks up the phone, Brian tells him, "I have a very particular set of skills. I don't know who you are, but if you don't let my daughter go, I will find you and I will kill you." The bad guy obviously hasn't seen enough revenge films to know he's doomed, so he just mutters, "Good luck," and smashes the phone. So Brian is off to Paris to save his little girl. And then we get all the stuff of the action-adventure film. Car chases, foot chases, martial arts fights, shootouts, you know, like that. And if you think Jack Bauer of 24 is a tough guy, Brian makes him look like a wimp. I lost track of the body count at 20. Torture to get information is one of the skills he mentions. When he gets the thug who took Kim, he ties him to a chair and wires him for electricity to get information on her whereabouts. After he juices the guy enough to make him talk, he turns on the electricity and walks away. Quite a shocking scene. The trick in these films is to totally avoid moral ambiguities. The evildoers have to be irredeemable, and it helps if they're some sort of generally accepted culture villain. We hear a lot about Eastern European mobsters coming to the U.S. these days, so the Albanians make perfect cannon fodder for our hero. And who can't sympathize with a loving father doing whatever he has to do to save his daughter? Taken suffers from a convention that seems common to all films of this type, totally improbable actions. In Douglas Adams' tongue-in-cheek spoof of science fiction Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, our hero catches a ride on a spaceship, and his alien friend explains it's powered by the improbability drive. So it goes in Taken. A thug shoots about 100 rounds from a machine gun at 10 feet away, and he can't hit Brian. But Brian jumps up and plugs the villain with one shot from his pistol. Lots of other scenes like that. Brian's captured and tied up in a room with six of the villains. No problem. He escapes and kills them all in hand-to-hand combat. Successful films of this type have such rapid-fire pacing that we just don't notice we're being had. The pacing and excellent production values of Taken, as well as a tried-and-true revenge plot, make it a decent thriller. It's a bit of cinematic fluff, but it's an entertaining film and pretty darn good background for eating popcorn. I'll give it 3 stars out of 5.